While Magnus played with his Lego men, the three of us were talking and eating cookies. In the middle of everything, Pop's dad came home.
"It looks like you were having a good time,"
he said.
"I left early today. It was not a problem after all. How did looking after Magnus go?"
"Fine, fine," Pop said. Magnus looked up from his Legos and said,
"Dad, Anna has to look after me again tomorrow."
Pop got a crazy look in her eyes. I had to bite my lip in order not to laugh.
"No, tomorrow you were going back to kindergarten,"
his dad said.
"Another day, maybe."
"We should go somewhere else," Pop said to the rest of us.
"Before Magnus gets any more ideas."
2. The weather was nice, so we strolled around in the streets outside without going somewhere in particular.
"Look after him tomorrow,"
Pop snorted.
"He would like that."
"You are a hit,"
Maine said. "Your fans demand an encore," I laughed.
"Says you,"
Pop said. But I could tell that it made her feel a little proud after all. Without noticing it, we had gone to the castle. It is a strange old empty house. Every time we walk through one of the doors in there, we mysteriously end up somewhere really exciting. And we can stay in there as long as we want. It is as if time stops while we are gone.
"Do you want to?"
Maine asked.
"Now that we are here."
We followed her into the hall and opened one of the doors. It kept getting darker and darker the farther we went down the hallway. A little while later, we were standing in something that looked like a basement and smelled like earth. A wooden staircase led up to the inside of a log house. We walked up the stairs. The log house was empty, and a thick layer of dust covered everything. "I do not think anyone is living here," I said.
"Well, I can hear someone outside," Pop said, and opened the door.
It was an entire herd of pigs rummaging around in the soil in front of the house. They looked very odd, tall and skinny, with very long snouts and brown bristles all over their body. They looked like wild...